Circling the drain, circling the drain. So the chair of the board of Tesla has sold almost all of her stock in the company about a month after Musk said this.
Kathy Wood at ARK Invest do see the future. What I'm saying is hang on to your stock.
And when the chair of the board of your company takes a look at your advice, takes a look at the dumpster fire of the company, and immediately sells basically all of her shares.
This party's over.
I mean, we're only about a year after I posted this on April the 26th, 2024, that, what was it, 3 years till bankruptcy. And it's like, holy crap, it looks like this might be the only time Musk has delivered something ahead of schedule. And barely had my last video gone up, and boom, down goes Musk. With the Wall Street Journal reporting that Tesla was looking for someone else to head the company. And to handle the bankruptcy and shred as many documents as possible to try and keep the previous board members out of jail. Oh, sorry, I'm just getting a little ahead of myself there. At the moment, we're just currently at the Wall Street Journal reporting that they're looking for someone else to run Tesla. Now, bear in mind that Tesla is valued at roughly 10 times what a regular car company would be valued at is because of a decade of bullshit promises from one Elon Musk. And without him huffing up the shares and promising that the company's value is going to go up by like a factor of 10. I mean, all you really need to know is this is the exact same speech that Musk has been giving for about the last 10 years.
To imagine a future where suddenly a 10 million vehicle fleet has 5 to 10 times the usefulness.
Imagine.
It's so profound, and there's no comparison with anything in the past that they just can't, it does not compute. But it will compute.
Yeah, sure it will. Next year. I mean, it's not like we have a decade or so of a fraudster's track record of fraud or anything, you know, to base our judgment on.
You're as intelligent as you can predict the future well. Because if somebody claims, well, this person or this AI is very intelligent, like, well, how good are its predictions? And if its predictions are not very good, it's not that smart in the future. And some people like Kathy Wood at ARK Invest do see the future.
Let's see. ARK Invest, that's Kathy Wood's fund, for 3 years delivered a return of -7.5%. That is, it lost money.
Kathy Wood at ARK Invest do see the future. But its predictions are not very good. It's not that smart.
And a 5-year return of 1.5%, which is terrible, compared to the S&P 500, which would give you a 3-year return of about 13% and a 5-year return of about 17%. And if you're wondering why Musk is quoting one of the worst performing stock fund managers on the planet to support his case, it's because Cathie Wood has been promising forever that Tesla stock is going to increase by like 10 times in a few years. This was 6 years ago.
Next guest thinks Tesla has room to run. In fact, she thinks Tesla could hit $15,000 a share within the next 4 years. Let's bring in ARK Invest CEO and founder Cathie Wood. Cathie, welcome.
This was Elon Musk appearing on Cathie Wood's podcast some 6 years ago.
So, I wrote software for like 15 years, 20 years. I know what we need to solve to make full self-driving future complete. I'm certain that we will get this done this year. Future complete for full self-driving this year with certainty. This is something that we control, and I manage autopilot and engineering directly every week in detail. So I'm certain of this. I'm a finance person or something like that. I'm an engineer. I do engineering.
Yeah, none of that was true. And some 6 years on, there is still no full self-driving.
Future complete for full self-driving this year, with certainty.
In fact, it's actually been demoted to full self-driving supervised. And just so we're clear how not full self-driving this is, it comes with this warning label. Full self-driving supervised is a hands-on feature that requires you to pay attention to the road at all times. Keep your hands on the steering wheel at all times. Be mindful of road conditions and surrounding traffic. Pay attention to pedestrians and cyclists and be prepared to take immediate action. So full self-driving basically requires the same amount of attention as driving. And this is the same product they intend to use for their robo-taxis in less than a month. Yeah, this is never going to happen. Meanwhile, Kathy is spouting the same old bullshit she was some 6 years ago.
Autonomous vehicles or robots.
We think that robo-taxis will account for 90% of the value of the company in 5 years. And we're on record saying we believe in 5 years, the stock will hit $2,600.
Yeah, just so we're clear, this is what the Tesla stock value looks like. Whereas if it were valued as a car company, it would be somewhere down here. Valued as a swastika company, probably somewhat lower. And the prediction from one of the worst performing stock fund managers on the planet.
I believe in 5 years, the stock will hit $2,600.
Yeah, sure it will. With sales crashing everywhere. And shock and horror, no savior, magical, functioning vaporware products. With all of that, it's going to find that miracle performance that your top analysts predicted 5 years ago. You know, this was before you got into the Cybertrucks going straight from the factory floor to the storage lot. But how can I claim that Tesla is merely a car company? Well, because basically for all of those last 5 years, almost all of its revenue came from selling cars. In fact, here's a fun thing to do. Let's match up the car sales with the stock price some 5 years ago. And if you're thinking, but the stock price bears absolutely no resemblance to the number of cars they sell, correctamundo. You can see the exact moment that Tesla became a meme stock. In fact, it's basically a running joke that Tesla management never buy stock, only sell.
But get this, okay? In the past 3 months, top officials in Tesla, people at the top of the company, they have sold more than 745,000 shares in the company.
And you're selling something that you know has no value.
We are selling to willing buyers at the current fair market price.
In that same period, they have bought zero shares of the company they work for.
But coming back for a second to the sheer irrationality of the meme stock value of Tesla compared to what the business actually does, which is sell cars. It is clear to even the most menial of simpletons that saying that the company is doing well because the stock is up is something only a complete moron would say.
So what do you
can just look at the stock price. If you want the best inside information, the stock market analysts have that, and our stock wouldn't be trading near all-time highs if things weren't in good shape. They're fine. Don't worry about it.
Said the head of Enron 6 months before the company went bankrupt.
So. Yeah, and it's really just going to be something else. I mentioned this before, but like for Ark Invest, I'd recommend reading the Ark Invest analysis.
Morningstar ranked Ark Invest as the worst wealth destroyer family of funds based on decline in assets in dollar terms.
I'd recommend reading the Ark Invest analysis. That's the most accurate. There may be more accurate ones, but the most accurate sort of analysis of.
And if you want to know how Cathie Wood's ARK Invest became one of the best destroyers of wealth in the world, it was like this.
Their battery cost is 3 years ahead, 3 to 4 years ahead of any other auto manufacturer in terms of the cost declines. And so.
Yeah, just so we're clear, Tesla never had any special magic battery technology, let alone being 3 years ahead of the pack. Even recently, Tesla buys some 94% of their batteries from just other manufacturers. And seeing as the battery is some 40% of the cost of most electric vehicles, it's not that much of a stretch to say that Tesla isn't really a car company. It's a company that puts wheels and motors on other people's batteries. They never had any magical battery technology that would put them ahead. And that was the amazing analysis of Cathie Wood's some 5 years ago.
The most accurate that, that I'm aware of is Cathie Wood's ARK Invest. And if I recall correctly, they predicted somewhere over a $5 trillion valuation for Tesla just based on vehicle autonomy, not counting Optimus. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's this Nigerian princess who really wants to give you like $1 million.
Yeah.
And they have a bridge to sell you at an amazingly cheap price.
And you're selling something that you know has no value.
We are selling to willing buyers.
In fact, whatever. Just cheer if you're in a cult.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. So I think just based on vehicle autonomy, we can 10x, more than 10x the value of the company.
Yeah, not exactly sure how not full self-driving is going to do that, let alone have it achieved by this moron.
I believe that's what will happen. Yeah, no, it's just, what do you know? It's 4:20 p.m. I just noticed that. Yeah. I think that's pretty accurate. But it actually gets way crazier when you think about the Optimus robot, which is really a humanoid robot that is intended to.
Yeah, let me just stop you there. If you can't do the full self-driving, where you only have to decide on four outputs whether you go faster, slower, left, or right, if you can't do that, you have zero chances of doing this with a humanoid robot, which effectively makes Tesla a car company with a, wow, the land of make-believe department. Maybe fueled by $1 trillion of ketamine. But you've just got to ask yourself one question. If Musk is so absolutely adamant that the stock's going to increase in value by a factor of 10 in just a few years, why is the chair of the board of Tesla basically selling all of her shares? And just so we're clear on the numbers, in total, she's sold some 95% of her shares. Does any of this scream, no, really, totally, this company is going to be more valuable in the future than it is now? Likewise, Elon Musk's brother, who knows nothing about cars but is somehow still on the board of Tesla, has sold a load of stock this year. And just so we're clear, this is what Musk's AI says about Kimbal Musk's skills to be on the board of Tesla. Kimbal Musk brings entrepreneurial experience. You don't need entrepreneurial experience. It's a car company. Strategic insight from co-founding Zip2 and The Kitchen. Yeah, those are software and restaurants, respectively. And if you're wondering whatever happened to Zip2, it was sold to Compaq, who subsequently went bankrupt. It certainly never really made any profit, which again means that Musk didn't get rich here from the profits of a successful company. He got rich by selling something that he said would make other people money. Yeah. Sounds kind of familiar. I wonder if that'll be horrendously important in less than a minute. And last year, when they had one of their senior vice presidents, Drew Baglino, quit the company, he basically sold all of his stock as well, some $200 million. But let me say that again. The chair of the board of Tesla has sold some 95% of her stock, $150 million worth of it this year. At the exact same time that Musk was imploring his employees to not sell their stock.
So what I'm saying is hang on to your stock.
In total, she sold some $500 million of Tesla stock, which basically means her entire wealth is not from making cars or making Tesla profitable, but by selling magic beans. Oh, sorry, Tesla stock. In fact, there's only one person in the world who has sold more Tesla stock than the chair of the board of Tesla. Can you guess who it is? Exactly. One Elon Musk.
Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk puts his money where his mouth is.
I am personally guaranteeing that value and standing behind that guarantee with all of my assets.
And by saying to his stockholders that just as my money was the first into Tesla, it will be the last out. What Musk actually meant is he would absolutely dwarf people like Robin Denholm in how much stock he sold. As you might expect, he sold Tesla stock on
a scale that no company has ever achieved in the history of humanity.
Yeah, shock and horror. Musk didn't get rich by selling cars, but by convincing gullible rubes that his swastika company would have world-changing technology next year. Always next year. And venture capitalists be like,
oh, I like money.
And this guy's promising a machine that prints winning lottery tickets, which he's going to sell for a dollar.
Almost like an autonomous underground multi-level car system.
Yeah. That costs a dollar.
That costs a dollar, yeah, exactly.
We should definitely buy more of his stock. I mean, only a fool would bet against Elon Musk and the technological brilliance this man can deliver in just 6 short years.
Prepare yourself for the future of transportation from the genius mind of billionaire Elon Musk.
Yeah, looking more post-apocalyptic wasteland than future of transportation.
Tonight, with music blaring, a billionaire celebrates a big moment. Elon Musk says he's done it.
Finally, there's something that I think could solve the goddamn traffic problem.
Yeah. Using elevators to lower and lift vehicles, the Hawthorne Test Tunnel, stretching just over a mile, is finished.
Hey, now if you're looking for a good book recommendation, maybe you can try out the one I'm listening to right now, which is Elon Musk. This is a biography about one of the, in my view, most impressive entrepreneurs alive today.
No, totally. Elon Musk. He is like the real-life Iron Man, just without the brains, personality, or looks. Yeah, Musk's sales of Tesla stock make the chair of the board look like amateur hour. He's sold over $40 billion worth of Tesla stock.
What I'm saying is hang on to your stock.
Yeah, just let that sink in, that the man urging you to hold on to your Tesla stock is the man who has sold more Tesla stock than anyone else on the planet. Which brings us on to the Musk dilemma. You see, in the event that he does actually step down from Tesla, and Tesla gets valued as a car company, well, Musk's wealth, which is mostly in Tesla stock, also goes down by a factor of about 10. Except according to his own AI company, he still owes some $3 to $10 billion worth of debt. Well, doesn't that still leave Musk with billions of dollars? Well, yeah, but this is going on the basis that you can sort of wipe $1 trillion off the value of a company without getting sued by, you know, millions of people. Especially when Musk, as the head of the company, had sold more Tesla stock while literally giving people the financial advice that they should hold on to their Tesla stock.
What I'm saying is hang on to your stock.
But won't SpaceX save him? Not if you believe Elon Musk. You see, he said that SpaceX faced bankruptcy if they didn't get Starship flying like twice per month in 2022. It's now 2025 and they've not had one successful launch to orbit with this thing. But in the process of doing that, they've blown up or melted some 8 rockets at the cost of some $3 billion of taxpayer money. So no, SpaceX is not coming to his rescue here. So if Musk doesn't sell his stock first, it will lose him some 90% of his net worth. So it really is important for him that he tries to convince people that he's not leaving Tesla. Instead, we got Robin Denholm, the chair of the board of Tesla. Yes, that is the one who's just sold 95% of her stock in Tesla, saying, there was a media report erroneously claiming that the Tesla board had conducted recruitment firms to initiate a search for CEO. This curiously, very specifically worded statement is absolutely false. Well, gosh, doesn't that just reek of the weasel words of plausible deniability? You know, it wasn't the Tesla board. It was a headhunter that was hired by the Tesla board so they can get completely outraged at something that is technically not true, even though the spirit of what is being said is completely true.
You know who complained the loudest, the quickest and the loudest and with the most amount of righteous indignation? The fraudsters. That's who complained first, loudest, and they would generally have this immense overreaction.
What you've really got to understand, though, is Musk is really describing here how he reacts when he's trying to scam someone. You know, with an immense emotional overreaction. If only there were other examples of this.
U.S. led on international efforts to combat HIV/AIDS, treatment, prevention, and there's an initiative called PEPFAR, which is credited with saving 26 million lives in the last 20 years. It was part of the foreign aid freeze, then there was a limited waiver, but its services are...
Yeah, maybe linked to Elon Musk's actions of how did he describe them again? Oh, that's right, feeding U.S. aid into a wood chipper. I wonder how many lives this action will cost.
And UN AIDS says if permanently discontinued, there will be another 4 million AIDS-related deaths by 2029.
Fundamental weakness of Western civilization is empathy.
So it would be basically impossible at this point for Musk to say with a straight face that his actions have never harmed anyone. It would be like Chairman Mao saying, I didn't kill anyone. It was starvation.
And I'm not someone who's ever committed violence. And yet, massive violence was committed against my companies.
With the UN AIDS executive director saying that the effect of the US cuts have been almost immediate.
Who are these people? Why would they do that?
Citing halted prevention programs and job losses.
How wrong can they be?
These could roll back years of progress in combating HIV.
They're on the wrong side of history.
Fundamental weakness of Western civilization is empathy.
And that's an evil thing to do. To go and damage some poor innocent person's car?
Yeah, totally evil. I mean, it's not like they directly gave the orders that resulted in millions of people dying or anything.
So if you look at that example, which is backed up by data, in 2023, 630,000 people died of AIDS-related illnesses, then perhaps Bill Gates' figures are not wrong. Millions of lives could be lost.
First of all, the program, the AIDS medication program is continuing. So your fundamental premise is wrong.
And just to show you the sheer dishonesty of Musk here, what he actually means is it's an empty husk of a program. It would be like someone saying, yeah, but you've cut the number of people who work at USAID from 10,000 to about 300. And Musk saying, that's a complete lie. We absolutely have not shut down USAID. Musk is, of course, almost immediately called out on this and just sticks to his disingenuous lie. You know, curiously, the one that means that he's not responsible for some 4 million deaths.
It is continuing. Now, do you have another example?
Not in its entirety. There's a limited waiver, and UNAIDS have said that not all of the services that were previously funded by USAID are continuing. So that's why I put that example to you.
Okay, well, which ones aren't being funded? I'll fix it right now.
Oh, I don't know, Elon. Maybe the ones that you were boasting about feeding into a wood chipper. You know, when you said that USAID was a criminal organization and that it was time for it to die.
Okay, well, actually, they're all on the UNAIDS website, so you'll be able to see them. But mostly they are to do with prevention. And for example, the rollout of a drug called lenacapavir, which was hailed as one of the biggest breakthroughs against AIDS for many years, which came out last year. So if you are, perhaps, I'm sure UNAIDS would be delighted if you're able to look at that again.
Yes, but well, if in fact this is true, which I doubt it is, then we'll fix it.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath. This has happened before.
We will make mistakes. We won't be perfect. But when we make a mistake, we'll fix it very quickly. So, for example, with USAID, one of the things we accidentally canceled very briefly was Ebola, Ebola prevention. I think we all want Ebola prevention. So we restored the Ebola prevention immediately, and there was no interruption.
As to Elon Musk's statement at the White House that the Ebola activities had been restarted, it was not accurate then. It's not accurate now. Despite the Ebola response activities being the first that we pushed as soon as the waiver was issued, the activities were never allowed to move forward, and ultimately those contracts were terminated. We repeatedly raised the fact that we had partners that were at the airport ready to screen travelers to make sure that they did not have Ebola before leaving the country, but the activities could not start because the administration would not allow funding to move for those partners.
One of the things we accidentally canceled very briefly was Ebola, Ebola prevention. I think we all want Ebola prevention.
And that we had 27,000 sets of PPE that we had already procured that were sitting and ready for immediate deployment at a warehouse in nearby Kenya that could have been deployed urgently. However, leadership up to and including Pete Morocco blocked the approval and the availability of funds despite saying the opposite publicly and also in response to Congress, I understand, and certainly to the National Security Council.
Yeah, you want to know what Musk lying to your face looks like? It looks like this.
So, for example, with USAID, one of the things we accidentally canceled very briefly was Ebola, Ebola prevention. I think we all want Ebola prevention.
No, not really. The House Foreign Affairs Committee posted this. Seems like they care more about canceling USAID than Ebola prevention. Yeah, there's a lot of deja vu about this.
Program is continuing. So your fundamental premise is wrong. It is continuing. Now, do you have another example?
Not in its entirety.
It is false.
You know who complained the loudest, the quickest and the loudest and with the most amount of righteous indignation? The fraudsters.
It is continuing. Now, do you have another example?
That's who complained first, loudest, and they would generally have this immense overreaction.
Not in its entirety. There's a limited waiver, and UNAIDS have said that not all of the services that were previously funded by USAID are continuing. So that's why I put that example to you.
Bear in mind, Musk has absolutely no moral compass about straight up lying about this sort of thing. You know, it's only scrolling it back a few months and Reuters put out a report saying that Tesla had cancelled its Model 2. And Musk comes out and says, that's completely false. And Twitter puts up a community note saying that this is completely false with the amazingly reliable source of Elon Musk said it. And it turns out, shock and horror, that it was actually completely correct. Robin Denholm continued, the CEO of Tesla is Elon Musk, and the board is highly confident in his ability to continue executing on the exciting growth plan ahead. Really, the woman who just sold some 95% of her Tesla stock says the CEO of Tesla is Elon Musk, and the board is highly confident in his ability to continue executing on the exciting growth plan ahead. Growth plan? Tesla sales are down by some 50% in Europe. They're down in America. They're getting squeezed out in China. Where exactly is this growth plan? Well, if you look at his actions for the last few months, apparently Musk's plan was to alienate some 94% of his customers, you know, those tree-hugging Democrats, and replace them with Republicans who don't buy his cars, and to alienate all of Europe. But don't believe me, listen to Musk.
And yet, massive violence was committed against my companies, massive violence was threatened against me. Who are these people?
Thank you.
Why would they do that? How wrong can they be? They're on the wrong side of history. And that's an evil thing to do.
People identified with it. They saw it as being at the forefront of the climate crisis. And now people are driving around with stickers in their cars saying, I bought this before we knew Elon was crazy.
And that there are also people who are buying it because Elon's crazy.
Sure they are, Elon. It's not like they've got a choice of where they can buy their electric cars from. Oh, wait, they do now. And as for them being highly confident about his ability to continue on this, well, yeah, they were highly confident about the full self-driving being safer than a human in 2016.
Break the future. You have to think critically about the past.
Relatively easy, and like a Model S and Model X at this point can drive autonomously with greater safety than a person right now.
And if its predictions are not very good, it's not that smart.
It's not so much the Musk's claims are exaggerated. It's more they just come entirely from the land of make-believe.
Well, how good are its predictions?
But I'm highly confident it would be less than $10 million all in. Over, you know, if you say like fast forward like 2 or 3 years from now, I think it's highly likely to be everything included less than $10 million a flight for 100 ton to orbit capability.
Then by the power of time travel, we scroll forward 2 years.
Marginal cost of launch, maybe 100 million. So every explosion, it's like,
how pissed are you?
Boom, that was $100 million.
Fuck. That's gambling. So,
yeah, put the chips on.
Yeah, that's not including the $370 million of taxpayer money that goes poof every time Musk gambles.
And 100 tons to a useful orbit, not to a low orbit. To a low orbit, it would be 150 tons.
And he didn't make 150 tons to low Earth orbit. In fact, he made 0 tons to low Earth orbit. But he did take a 50-gram banana to the Indian Ocean.
And if its predictions are not very good, it's not that smart.
Now, I was always of the opinion that putting a grade A moron in charge of the government was a bad idea. But let's just quickly remind ourselves of how it worked out.
But we set up Doge.
Yes.
How much do you think we can rip out of this wasted $6.5 trillion Harris-Biden budget?
Well, I think we can do at least $2 trillion.
Yeah!
Wow, out of $7 trillion, he's going to save two. And it was going to be so easy, because...
How are you going to find where you can afford in the government? I'm like, well, actually just go in any direction. That's how you find it. It's just, it's very common. It's as the military would say, target-rich environment.
So given the easiest target-rich environment possible... How much of the $2 trillion did Musk actually save?
We anticipate savings in FY26 from reduction of waste and fraud by $150 billion.
Wow, $150 billion. Let's put that up on the federal budget, shall we? That's not 30%. That's a rounding error. That is, with the most easy target-rich environment, Musk managed to find... about 1% of savings. I mean, just ignoring for a second that federal spending is higher already this year than it was last year. That is, Musk has saved the government negative amounts of money. But it turns out that Musk's cuts were so disruptive that they'll probably end up costing the government more money than he saved them. That is, the Department of Government Efficiency actually made the government more inefficient. Yeah. Let that sink in. And now Musk's going to use all those great skills that he honed in making the government more inefficient, and he's going to apply them to all those land of imagination products that he never made by working on them 24/7. Yeah, if he had zero chances of delivering them before, those chances just got significantly worse by him pledging to work on them. So let's see how that 100% focus on Starship worked out.
As the Super Heavy booster is making its way back down to Earth.
And it lights up his engines.
Those red fins doing some heavy work.
Booster landing startup.
And it explodes.
Ignited for our landing burn.
Yep, that was it. It's gone. Meanwhile, up in space, I want you to keep an eye on this little indicator in this corner here and see how quickly you recognize that the Starship is out of control.
Ship engine cut off, the three most beautiful words in the English language.
And great call.
And it's out of control.
Nominal insertion.
Out of control insertion. Oh, look at shadows. It's out of control.
Flight test so far today.
And look at those shadows showing how it's out of control. It'll take a further half hour for the SpaceX commentators to realize that.
What a moment.
Incredible.
All right. That's... Ooh, still lots to come for the rest of this flight. Per usual, I need to collect myself. Hey, Chris, how's it going over there in Hawthorne, man?
Now, we are expecting the payload door to open any moment now, so we're watching out for that. Again, you're looking at the inside of Starship as it's suborbital.
Kind of empty, isn't it?
Well, we heard the door open was in progress. It was unable to actuate all the way open, so they are going to close it back up.
And about half an hour later, we get the amazing news from SpaceX that Starship is spinning out of control.
All right, so 36 minutes, 15 seconds into today's flight tests. You're seeing some flap movement here on the ship. If you've been following along, we have essentially lost attitude control on the ship at this point.
Actually, you lost attitude control on the ship about 5 seconds after you cut off the engines. I'm sure this success will be replicated at every other business that Musk devotes himself to work 24/7 at. And that's today's video. If you enjoyed it, maybe give it a thumbs up. Subscribe if you want to see more like this. And as ever, if you really enjoyed the content of this channel, you can support it directly through Patreon. And thanks for watching.